In 1978, stiff winds and huge seas kept open ocean swimmer Diana Nyad from making the 103 miles from Cuba to Florida. Now, at the age of 60, the host of The Score, normally heard at this time here on KCRW, is trying again. I'm Matt Holzman, and I'll be keeping you up to date on her progress until she walks up on that beach in Florida. Last week, she completed a 24-hour test swim, and she's back in L.A. to give us the latest news. Well, Diana, I have to say you look tanned and rested.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Tan I am. You can't get tanner than this.
Right. What has been going on?
Well, you know, we're in that that maddening place now where I'm trained. You know, after that 24-hour swim, that was it. That was the year-long culmination of, is the body, is the mind ready? It's ready. But the Cuban government permissions are still not in. The U.S. Treasury government permissions are still not in. All the money's not raised. You know, I would love to just think this is a pure sporting event, but and I keep comparing it to a mountain climbing expedition, and I don't know if you've had friends who've ever gone up K2 Everest, these big mountains. It's, you know, when you listen to them, it's all they talk about is, you know, have we got the Tibetan permissions yet? Do we have the licenses, you know, to get up there? You know, what about the fundraising? How are we possibly going to put it together? So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's amazing to me because you would think that the biggest hurdle to overcome would be the fact that you, a 60-year-old woman, was going to spend 40 or 50 hours swimming in the ocean.
It was the biggest thing through all the training. It was the biggest thing to get through all those hours, you know, get the shoulders, get the head ready. And now it becomes, we've got to piece it together. I mean, there are practicalities. It's a foreign country. It's not a friendly foreign country, so to speak, at least according to the Treasury Department.
Right.
You know, it does cost. I wished it cost nothing. You know, you think, well, it's just you in a bathing suit. I mean, how expensive could it be? But there are many, many boats and navigators and fuel and, you know, waiting around. You know, if we knew it was going to happen on August 1st, that would be different. But we don't. What if it's August 12th or August 18th or August 28th?
So does every day that it gets put off, does that end up costing you more?
Yeah, sure. Because you got to people, you know, I have boats on hold. They can't go out on fishing trips. They can't go out, you know, sailing over the Atlantic. They've got to stay there and wait for me.
Right.
So we're all on hold and we're all paying cash money for it, you know.
Well, how much money do you have to raise realistically to make this happen?
Matt, I'm at about $300,000 more. The budget was at about $600,000 and a lot of that has now come in. There have been a couple of kind people with straight out cash donations. Just fans are, you know, sending in for $5. It's so wonderful and I will sing their praises and be grateful to them forever.
So when we talk next week, what do you expect that we'll be talking about? Where will you be and what will have happened?
I've got to get down to Florida again and do another training swim. Nothing long like that. 8 hours, 10 hours. Get out at night. Try a new light system. I couldn't follow the boat last time. And every time I go 50 yards to the right, and then I have to go 50 yards back to the left of the boat.
It's 100 more yards you got to swim.
Oh, my God. It's already 103. What am I going to do, 200? So, you know, we got to get that straightened out.
All right, well, we'll talk to you next week and see where you are.
Matt, as always, thank you so much.
Diana Nyad is getting closer to her 103-mile swim from Cuba to Florida. Tune in next week at the same time for our next update or go to kcrw.com/dream.